Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hot 101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Being blown off is when you go on a date with someone, you think it goes well, and then the rug gets pulled out from under you because apparently it sucked. At least for the other person who has now blown you off.
Colby, that's where you are right now with Janessa, but let's sort of go back to the beginning. How did you two first meet?
We met at the Sky Bar.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Okay. And so how was that first meeting, or did it turn into a date, or what happened?
She's absolutely beautiful, you know, and I was head over heels about her. It started off, you know, conversation, light dinner. You know, I really felt it was like fate.
Yeah. And so how did that evening end up?
Well, I have to admit, a few shots. Then about 3 hours later,
no,
we left and we had one of those, you know, great, long, passionate kisses, you know.
Oh.
And I saw stars. I know it's kind of for a guy to see stars, but I just knew. I knew it right then and there.
Wow.
My head spin. Amazing.
Wow. I'm overwhelmed over here. I'm like excited for all of this. But here we are talking to you, so it can't have been that great.
No.
Right. So, you know, we exchanged numbers. I didn't think anything more about it. I let her know, and she got home okay. And, you know, the next morning, I realized she had blocked me.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if we're dealing with maybe, like, she's dating someone who was out of town or something, and then she woke up and was like, oh, crap.
Or maybe it was even too overwhelming for her and she's not ready for, like, a relationship like that. I don't know. There could be a lot going on.
Well, let's try to get Janessa on the phone, Colby, so we can figure this out for you. Are you ready?
Yep, I am.
Thanks. Awesome. Hang tight. We'll do the talking and figure out what's going on with her.
Hello.
Hi, is this Janessa?
Yeah.
Hey, Janessa, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now we have you on the radio. Is it okay if we can chat with you real quick?
Okay. You have me on the radio?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Weird.
It is. It's a little awkward. However, I feel like it's a little bit worthwhile here because we feel like you may be guilty of ghosting someone, blowing them off, but maybe it's not what we think it is. So we are in touch with a friend of yours, Colby, who said that you guys had a great connection, and he's just trying to get in touch with you to further that connection and go out. So we're trying to see if, well, really, we can kind of play matchmaker. So, I mean, he's told us that the night you met was great, was it?
So, yeah, the night I met Colby, it was kind of magical. I just kind of figured that the kiss that we had, it was a result of like a lot of booze. A lot. But honestly, I mean, he texted me when he got home and I thought that was awesome. This is where it gets kind of funky. So the next day I woke up to over 30 text messages. Okay, everything from like, he wants to marry me, I'm in his future, you know, he can see children.
Oh, things.
And I'm like, oh, that's cute, but let's slow this down.
Yeah,
he then went off on me about how I kissed him, that I shouldn't play with people's emotions, and all this crazy nonsense, so I blocked him.
Okay.
And then he gets on one of those online base numbers, and he kept texting me again.
What?
I blocked him. He requested me on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn.
Not on LinkedIn.
Okay, Janessa, hold on for one damn second.
Oh, dear.
Colby.
What?
Colby, how dare you use us for your crazy?
Yeah, we are not part of this crazy plan. What are you doing?
You don't find a connection like this every day. I mean, wouldn't you do anything to make sure your future wife didn't get away?
Okay, that's what crazy people say.
Hey, whoa. I'm not your future wife. What the hell is wrong with you? You don't, like, kiss a person and then assume you're booking a reception venue. I mean, this is crazy. Now you have the idea you're getting
too?
These people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's just such a connection with you, you know?
I feel like, yeah, this was probably, even Janessa, you admit the kiss was great. But again, even with like one great kiss, that's not going to set up like a lifetime of love and commitment. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Colby, you know who else said stuff like that? You seen that show You on Netflix? You are sounding like that guy right now. That's how crazy you're sounding. You need to take like 5, 10, 30 steps back.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
She's my everything.
She's my
everything.
You're everything.
Nope.
I'm like a full makeout.
Holly.
A lot of alcohol.
Nope. I don't feel comfortable participating in this anymore.
We're sorry to bother you, Janessa.
Yeah.
I think you probably did the right thing. And Colby, you need to go ground yourself in some reality.
Yeah, you need to stop.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.